Like, bro, I love it. I mean, not saying this to you, but when I talk to people, I always say that to remind you that there's no way to avoid negative energy in this life. It is, you can't have positive without the negative. The trick is to use the negative. I hate when I wake up in the morning, I go on my social media feed and I'm like, positive vibes only, get away. Like, bro, that's not reality.
Hello.
Hey, woman, what was you at last night? What up, what up? Welcome to the Music Club Podcast. You got 2/4, is that the right fraction?
Yes.
You got 2/4.
One half.
Of the crew. Yeah, I could have just said one half, right?
But no, 2/4 is correct too. I think you will go down to one half if they, didn't they say like reduce it? Or what would they say?
You always reduce it down to the, what is it, the least common denominator?
Yep.
There you go. I know third grade math. I am Lance Sharp.
And I am Passport P.
Yes, sir. We still going to do this thing today. And, you know, came to you last week, back on a Tuesday of this week, the old release day. But not much going on. I need to stop saying that, right? Because it makes it sound like that.
Talking about a ton of stuff, right?
Either that or people listen like, oh, well, he's not going to talk about nothing. Cut this thing off.
We shall.
There is so much to talk about. First, we got. But one I wanted to get into, which had the most impact on me this week, is we got two new Andre 3000 songs that released on Mother's Day. They were songs, obviously, about his mother. I came across it on Erykah Badu's Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
She put it out. Basically, the story behind them is just talking about his relationship with his mother and his relationship with his father. Evidently, he lost them a couple of years, lost his mother a couple years ago on his birthday.
Oh, wow.
And then lost his father a couple of years later. But what made them so good, or the song? So, and I think we got Quill on the line. Quill, you there?
Yeah. I am here.
What up?
Yeah. Hello, Pete. What's going on, Lance?
Well, deal, Quill.
Yeah. Pardon my lateness.
There were three. So now we got three. All right.
Now we got 3/4, which you can't. But you can't reduce that down any further.
You cannot. So it's just 3/4, 3/4.
So, kids, if you're taking the SOL test, you need to listen to the Music Club, because we'll show you how to reduce fractions.
We got whatever you need.
But, Quill, I was just getting into those two new Andre 3000 songs, man. You listen to those? Or you hear about them?
I did have a chance. I know I heard them. I had a chance to hear them.
Oh, man, it was beautiful, right?
Man, you know, Dre, that first record, you know, bury my parents or whatever, the Bury record, it hit me in the heart, man. Dre is just, that guy is like a different, I don't know, man. His wavelength is very
It
was just beautiful, both records. The other one, like, it's beautiful.
The two songs.
I don't know why I didn't listen. Somehow, like, I don't know, I wasn't in the space to, like, take in new music this week for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, really, it's a very
it was just a good you funny, like, it was just a dope record, though, like you said, it was full of sentimental values. Like, it made me think of my mom. Like, man, this is a good record. It made me think about all the times riding in her car. It was just dope.
I know.
I miss Dre.
I'll definitely take that in as soon as we hang up, because all you natural girls, this is wash day for me, so be twisting my hair for an hour or so. So I will definitely take those in tonight.
It just made me realize how much I miss Andre 3K. Like, I really do, bro.
I know. But I get that, you know. He's so mystical, right? I love the mystique that he's, like, built. Even if it was intentional or unintentional, mm-hmm. I just love the mystique that he's built. He's almost like the rap Bill Murray. You ever hear these stories of, like, Bill Murray, the actor, right? You always hear these stories about him just popping up at a college party, or him just, like, playing with the banjo player on the street or just popping up somewhere and just doing something odd. That's Andre 3000 for rap. He just pops up out of nowhere. And I want to say the two song titles. It's Me and My, To Bury Your Parents. Before Quill got on, I was telling the story a little bit. He lost his mother on his birthday a couple years ago. Then his father a couple years later. And the song is about, like Quill was saying, it's kind of, it starts off with those lyrics, right? Me and my mother riding in the car with her, where they was going. Then
I did listen to that.
And it's him singing. It's him singing all the whole way through. And this is beautiful, man. It's a beautiful track.
I thought that was crazy. I had not heard of.
It's really just a piano. I think that's the only, it's just keys, right? I can't even think of anything else.
I think it's just like a piano. It is.
I definitely heard that. And I was like, who is this artist?
Yeah, that's Andre 3000. Another song, but the other song is called Look Ma No Hands, again, dedicated to his mother. But this song is just him on bass clarinet along with James Blake on keys. So it's just James Blake. And it's very much a experimental jazz type sound. But it's beautiful. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful record, man. P, I know you're not into jazz like that, but pour yourself a glass of wine and put that
Absolutely. Well, it's the perfect record for
that. I like jazz as long as there are words.
No, there's no words. There's no words.
Oh, well, I don't know how.
I'll make it even harder for you to listen to. The song is 17 minutes long.
Yeah, definitely.
1702. 1702, like, Lance. I'll 1702 try. To be exact.
Good Lord.
But it's beautiful. I'm telling
you. 17 minutes of no words?
Bass, clarinet, and keys. It's beautiful. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a different language. It's a different language. But it is beautiful. And I didn't even know Dre had lost his mom a couple years ago. Lance, you just telling me something. Well, I just thought it was like, man.
Like I said, what I picked it up from was Erykah Badu's Instagram page. I think she was the one that kind of released the song.
She did. That's why I followed the link on, you know, Mrs. Badu page. That's why I followed the link.
That's wild. So I literally heard that other song, and I honestly, like, I got to the end of it, and I was like, who is this dude singing? I want to follow him. I literally did not realize that was him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Andre 3000.
Yeah.
It's only on SoundCloud, I think. I look for it on Apple. I didn't see it on Apple. I can't speak to the other streaming services, but I think it may be only on SoundCloud. And Andre 3000, I think, just started Instagram, so you can follow him on Instagram.
Okay. I feel like that particular song had like an abrupt ending too. So I don't even know where I caught it. Cause I saw like the whatever, I think I saw her post about him dropping two new songs, and then I came across this link and it seemed like maybe I just got a snippet of it, or like, was it a shorter song?
I'm looking at the time now. It's like a normal time.
So then I must have heard like a snippet. So I'll definitely go back. Because it was wild, like, I couldn't find, wherever I came across that clip, I couldn't find the rest of, like, I couldn't figure out who it was or where it came from. So, anyway. But, yeah, I'll definitely take that in. And I just want to say, Andre 3000 has this, like you were talking about, like, how he can just kind of disappear and show up. He is the one hip-hop artist I know that can do that and not commit career suicide. Like, it's like people appreciate it. Not many, like he, and I feel like Jay Electronica can do it, but he's only got like a you know, couple more months of his charade. But
I
feel
I know
like
some people may be up. I love Jay, and I'm with you, Pete.
Yeah. But at some point, he hasn't done enough work for people to not jump ship at some point.
You're right.
But Three Stacks, I feel like he can just come and go as he pleases.
Absolutely.
Definitely, because people really appreciate the art.
Andre definitely has all of the makings of a self-sabotager.
He
has all the characteristics. I mean, he dresses in wicker clothing.
Put out a, not to cut you off, Lance, but, you know, a verse he did some time ago where he kind of apologized to Big Boy, like, I'm sorry for being weird or whatever he says. And I'm like, bro, it dawned on me with that verse, like, man, Big Boy must be kind of, you know how much tour money that Outkast would command all over the world, bro?
Yeah.
Right now.
And I'm like, Big Boy sometimes must be kind of, I just thought about it when I heard him say that verse like years ago, not just now, but when I heard him say that, I'm like, boy, and I never thought, how angry must Big Boy be sometimes with this guy, bro?
Yeah, when I never thought of it that way either. Because Big Boy is always like doing, he's always working, but you're right. Like the money.
I love Big Boy, but.
No, he's always got check. Like some solo project, but nothing compared to.
That Outkast is a different check. That's going to be a different
royalty. Yeah, and they could literally tour off of catalog alone. Like they could literally any day of the week, this week, and not release an album and people would still show up.
I don't know too many hip hop albums that's won like album of the year, man. Outkast did it. They were the first.
I mean,
I'm sure somebody has done it since, but
I don't think so. Cause I remember they was talking about.
That I don't either. I just didn't want to be misspoken. Year. But they're the only rap like ever to win. Not saying that, you know, I don't like to say accolades justify our legends and our loved ones musically. You know, those awards or their awards or whoever, that don't mean nothing. But I'm just saying. It's notable, and that's a different check. That's all I want to say, because I do, you know, that's a different check.
Yeah, like, I haven't thought of it that way either.
How mad must he be sometimes?
Well, Big Boy, you figure Big Boy's known him since they was kids. It's no surprise to him, I'm sure. It's definitely no surprise to him.
I don't mean, right, just like, let's get this bag.
Right. And you would assume, like, you know, I get it. Like you said, they've known each other, you know, since they were kids. But you would assume, like, dude, once we hit a certain plateau, like, how could you not want to continue?
Like, just one time. I didn't say I keep rhyming, Pete. But Lance, you mean to tell me there has not been an Outkast, like, reunion show or, like,
there has been. I remember they've a couple done it. A couple of years ago, they reunited for Coachella. Y'all don't remember this?
I do recall.
They reunited for Coachella, and they did all the hits. But I remember the performance, and Andre was performing with his back towards the crowd, yo. I know. For like a 4-song set, man. He just was performing with his back turned, man.
And people were still there for it.
That's what I was saying. He got all the makers of a self-sabotager, but we still with him. Like, we still with this dude. Yeah. I don't agree with Jay Electronica. I mean, Jay Electronica never even came out. We can't even
give him that. I love Jay, though, man.
But he gets away with it
I love him.
He gets away with it.
What I love, two songs? I love two
that's
songs.
Real,
you're right.
He's done little things here and there, but please, man. Jay Electronica. I think a lot of people have moved on from Jay, but I'm a fan.
So. Yeah, but people will never move on from Reflex. Yeah. So I don't know.
I agree.
What do you guys think? I mean, not to psychoanalyze him, but what do you think it is that makes Andre kind of come in and out and do his thing, you know, and not just like that standard, like, oh, he's an artist and he's sensitive, but like, what is it? Like,
well,
what
I understand. I mean, doing? I think he's like evolved past just music.
That's what Trey I was going to say.
Clothes, a sneaker, like he paints. Like now, he played the bass, the clarinet. Like he played a jazz. Like he has a jazz record. Where, like you said, Pete, nobody's talking, nobody's singing, nobody's rapping. I think he's evolved just past just a 16. I mean, I'm here. I love it too. Like I fully get it. He's a man older than 40. You know, when you hear him talk about it sometimes, like, I fully get him just being like, you know, I mean, I've did that.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. I thank
did
you.
Did well.
It'll always be a part.
Yeah.
I don't want to be 40 plus years old. I done heard him kind of speak on it, like, rapping. And that's just him. Ain't nothing wrong with being older than 40. But as for him, he said, he was like, he never pictured himself doing it past the point.
And I
can respect that.
He has other interests. And like you said, rap probably gets boring too. I remember at the height of Outkast when they won that Grammy, that actual Grammy show, and you know, Hey Y'all was the joint. And I remember the performance of Hey Y'all on the Grammys. Andre opened it up and said, "All right, y'all, Hey Y'all for the last damn time." And I don't think he ever wanted to perform that anymore, man. He was done with it. He was done.
That joint sold a zillion copies, bro. Like, everybody knew Hey Now. You know what I mean? Everybody knew the record.
And he was tired of singing it.
I can dig. Like I said, I respect it. I'm a fan. I'm with you, P. I'm mad. I'm a fan. And I just, you know, I want to keep hearing you sing that song. until you getting wheeled out. And then that's
right.
But then we say things like that, but then he appears on like what was that White Tee song he was on that time? Remember that?
Yo, Drake 3000 has a feature with Kesha.
He's not even selective about like when he returns. It's like, oh, okay, it's weird. Like, I don't get like it's no weird, rhyme or reason the stuff that he'll pop up on.
Like the Chris Brown remix song. What was that remix song? He just popped up on it and killed it.
And then he does stuff with Frank Ocean too. So it's an interesting. I mean, that, you know, that is Frank is. Is you know, all things, but so that's not him not being selective. But yeah, he'll just pop up on random stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay.
There's picture on Instagram right now of him sitting in the studio with that artist Goldlink from Northern Virginia.
Okay.
So like, that's maybe, dope. Maybe he's about to collab with him, like, and that's but that's super random. That's super random.
Yeah, it's
like
super random.
Dude got a joint with Kesha.
Like Jay-Z. He's in and out, but when he reappears, it's like, okay, I see why you chose that particular track. Like, I see why you chose to hop on that remix or whatever. But in his case, it's like, okay. Yeah.
Shout out to Dre 3K.
Yeah.
Well, after that, let's make a transition to the August Green album. I want to shout out Music Club listener Derek. He know who he is.
Yes.
For the recommend of this album that got past me. It came out
I just saw it
in March of this year. August Green is a collective of the rapper Common,
Robert Glasper, my favorite Robert Glasper.
Robert Glasper and one more, and Kareem Riggins.
Yeah,
it's a trio, and it is.
I love that. It's my.
Go by the name August Green. So, oh, I gave it a listen. I did a little bit of driving and traveling over the weekend. So I had this on in the car, and it was beautiful. This is beautiful Sunday music.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I added it, yo, and it was like two records available. I happened to catch what put me onto the record, and I'm just getting on it maybe like two weeks ago, maybe. I'm flipping through YouTube, and they have an NPR. You know, I watch the Tiny Desk concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to plug that show or nothing. I'm plugging the Music Club. But either way, I happened to catch that NPR, and it was amazing. And they brought Brandy out. And that's one of my favorite records, the remake of the Keep It Head to the Sky record by The Sounds of Black.
Beautiful, yo.
Like
he's up and through that album, too. And then she's on a couple songs and like, There Are No Credits. And then, so I was like, that's got to be Brandy, got to be Brandy. And then at some, like when I heard that, I'm like, well, that's straight Brandy. That's a whole Brandy.
Yeah,
like,
she redid
nobody but Brandy on this record, yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great album. And I'm late to it as well. And I could kick myself. Because I feel like I heard Common talking about like this super group, but I think that like it wasn't out yet. Like the album wasn't out and I forgot to go back and check for it, but I should have. It's really good.
It's dope. It really is.
It got past me. I didn't hear about it. I didn't hear about it at all. And you know what? I was listening. Yo, you're right. That Brandy song was a great. We always talk about remakes. That's a great remake of that song. Yeah.
That is a great one. That is a good one.
And, since we've had that conversation about Brandy a couple episodes ago, I've like started listening to a lot of her songs, and you're right, that girl could hit any note.
Listen, bro.
Any note.
Listen, man.
Like, she's amazing.
So did we have a conversation about her being the vocal Bible?
Yeah, you was talking about that.
We went in one episode. Listeners can go back in the catalog and check it out. Well, we just kind of give Brandy her props that I feel like sometimes people don't know what Brandy was capable of vocally. Brandy's a beast. Like, she really is, bro. People, you know, I heard Robert Glasper talking about putting the record together. He was like, yo, I had to go get Brandy. Him and Common just sitting in the studio listening to the record. He was like, yo, we need Brandy on this joint. Just randomly. So
we need Brandy.
You feel me? He was just like, he heard Brandy. Like, yo, it's just a crazy story about how it came together. But I was on it. Like I said, I stumbled on it, Lance. I can't even front. I happen to be watching YouTube, and this was maybe like a little more than 2 weeks ago, or maybe right at it. And I was like, you know, but when I went to iTunes or whatever, I purchased my music, it was only two songs available. So I still hit the add button, but I didn't know a whole project like, you know, would ensue. But yeah, it's really dope. Album. It's definitely worth the
really
listen.
Good work.
It's brand new. Yeah, I feel like he didn't talk about it as much. Like I saw a comment on something and he mentioned the super group, but I didn't hear too much about it. But it's good stuff. Definitely good stuff.
Is Brandy a self-sabotager and we just don't know it? Why is Brandy not bigger than she is?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
People don't like Brandy all the way, bro. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
On some level, so I had a conversation with friends, like, you know, as you all do as well. I have a lot of friends who take in a lot of music and critique it like us too. And I was having a conversation and like they were reminding me of just how big she was at some point. Like, you know, all these number one, like, you know, songs on the charts, her own TV show. And we're talking about, you know, 90s, this brown skin girl with these braids, like unapologetically who she was in her own skin, where her mom is her manager. They had Brandy dolls. Like Brandy was it. And I had forgotten just how big she was. Brandy was huge. I don't think the industry is in Brandy's way. I gotta say she might be in her own way. Cause you remember she like she faked a marriage or something. And then I think, you know, that dreadful car accident too. I think those two things kind of
set. I think that car accident definitely lingered. I think that lingered for sure. The effects. Yeah. And I would imagine it would. It was a very serious situation.
Yeah, I mean, old, there was a fatality, yeah.
Something like that is serious.
Yeah, that'll mess you up. That'll mess you up. So
yeah, so I guess she is in her own way, but like only one of those two incidents that I just mentioned, you know, maybe was intentional. Well, I'm sure the second one, the latter was not, but yeah. So yeah, I guess she is on some level. And it's like now when I hear about her, it's always like Brandy going back and forth with someone on social media.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
And it's always Monica. Like, why is it always like Monica?
Yeah, and then this week it was somebody else. I couldn't even follow the story. I didn't even understand it.
They're playing out their song for 15 years.
Right. And then, yeah, and then she, like, was dating some, like, young dude, like, some gospel singer who was young and had kids, and people were saying he was married or something. So, yeah, she might be in her own way.
Oh, poor Brandy. But the talent is there.
This is not on our agenda, but can we discuss Azealia Banks? Did you guys follow her storm this week? Last week? This week?
A little, but you go ahead.
So I didn't follow it completely. I did, so clearly just like Poyla is always plugging the Tiny Desk concerts. I'm always plugging the Shade Room. So I mean, not the Shade Room, the Breakfast Club. So I watched her interview just because I had, like, it was kind of like the Kanye thing where it was like I couldn't watch it, but I couldn't turn away kind of thing. And it's unfortunate because, I mean, while I don't agree that she's, like, super talented and super dope, I think she has a thing that, you know, attracts an audience, and I think she'll tour off of that for a while. I think she has a very loyal fan base, and she has a sound that works, you know, it's a particular genre, and people kind of like it. Her fans like it, not across the board. But anyway, like, she, I don't know, she just spends so much time, like, going at people, and it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
She's in her way. She's in her own way.
Yeah, she's definitely in her way. So on that interview, she kind of, I think they kind of walked her into it, but like she talked about her issues with Cardi B, and that just like sparked this whole thing between her and Cardi B, and she and Teyana Taylor got into it this week. It was unfortunate. Very unfortunate. So
It's awful, man. They gotta stop airing their, even if they do have issues with whoever, you gotta stop airing this stuff out in interviews, man.
Yeah, and especially considering, you know, they're
ugly. It just looks ugly, man. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Right, and there are few, you know, female MCs who are household names right now, like this moment in time. So it's like, you know, whether it's your cup of tea or not, like, let these girls live in the sunlight for a couple minutes.
Please.
And I think But her issue, so, and we don't have to get too much into it. Or maybe I'll hear your take on it. But her issue, she says, with Cardi B, is she feels like we were, like, the conversation was moving forward just in terms of, like, you know, the culture. So not just women of color, but people of color, but especially women of color. She feels like after, like, Beyonce dropped Lemonade and, you know, you got some of these other artists who are, like, starting this, creating this or sparking this dialogue, she felt like Cardi B, like, came back around and dumbed it down. And that's her frustration. What do you guys think about that?
I happen to see the whole thing. I watched it in its entirety. And not to go too much into it, like you said, Pete, but I was always familiar with her. I've heard her records. I really didn't have an opinion. But after the interview, I'll be honest, I love Azealia Banks. I can't even lie. It seems like she's living her truth. This is it. She got, I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm not going to fake it. I believe her about the being drugged. And it was hurtful to her opinion about the RZA.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe. But I can't figure out why a woman will make it up. And her point about feminism, I've had them same debates with people that I know. And she spoke on the feminist movement and how sometimes, I mean, not to be in step with her total opinion, but her point of saying that it seems to be like black women tend to be used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when it's, you know, we support the cause and then we need just support in turn. I don't know. I just like Azealia Banks. I ain't got to get too much in it. But with me really not knowing nothing about her, like, you know, other than what she tweeted or hearing stories after the interview, yeah. I can't fret. I like Azealia Banks.
Yeah.
I get it a bit better. Like, she made her point very clear and concise. Yeah, I think she's just living her truth. Now, the whole thing with Cardi and all of that, I don't know. That's how she sees it. She don't seem fake or phony to me. And I just appreciate that when in the industry, these guys are not, you know, hanging out like they say. I don't know. I just appreciated her truth.
Okay.
I liked her. Yeah. I can't even front. I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lance, did you take in any? Well, you said you didn't take in any of what she said, right?
I saw a little of it. I mean, I think I saw the highlights. I mean, I think she kept it 100. Like Quill said, I think she's 100% spoke her truth on everything. Yeah. I just don't like you said, when that thing turned to Cardi B, I think she's right in everything she said about Cardi B, but that's not the way to go at somebody like that, yo.
Yeah.
Once it turns ugly, like, but again, kinda tune me out on it. Like,
right.
Why go with this girl?
I fully agree. But I ain't trying to control things. But I'm just saying, bro, I cannot tell anyone how to express their level of, you understand? Like, what's the right way to have a disagreement?
There's right or wrong. That, for one, it's not a disagreement. She just doesn't like the girl, obviously.
And in this world, it's going to happen.
Yeah, in this world, it's going to happen.
Express that differently. Some people go quietly along their way.
And
it is what it is.
Totally fine. Some people it's totally fine not to light somebody or to light somebody. But if it's not positive, just keep it moving, man. Like, I don't understand it.
But this is what I'm saying, Lance. And you know this, my friend. Life, I love this. The positive, I love it. But we both know batteries do not work if one of them are not turned to the negative. There's no way to escape it. The key is you use the negative. We live in an age where I hear this, like, bro, I love it. I mean, not saying this to you, but when I talk to people, I always say that to remind you that there's no way to avoid negative energy in this life. It is, you can't have positive without the negative. The trick is to use the negative. I hate when I wake up in the morning, I go on my social media feed and I'm like, positive vibes only. Like, bro, that's not reality. One of the batteries have to be turned to the negative for it to work, right?
Like, no, but I just mean from Azealia Banks' point of view.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I just wouldn't.
Why
trip.
Even go there, man? If you kind of neglect everything you just said by going at Cardi B like that. Like,
I don't know.
Cardi B is not coming from a hateful place. And she's certainly not the first one to act the way
bro,
she acts.
If somebody, like, weird, if somebody man. somebody shot Martin Luther King in the head, bro. Like, anybody could get that message of love, right? Like, you won't, like, if somebody, you feel what I'm saying? Like, You would think, I mean, somebody didn't like him. Like, how could you not like this guy?
Right.
Like, he ain't, you know.
I get her not
liking Cardi.
But that's a whole different discussion.
I'm just saying her not liking Cardi for just the reason of not liking her. I feel you, Lance, but I just can't trip off how somebody expressed. I don't even know if she was upset. I liked her. She was a bit, again, I ain't in total step with Azealia Banks. I'm not a road manager. I'm not in total step with her whole thing. But overall, I'm just saying I understood her better after the interview. I think she was well-spoken, and she iterated her point very clearly and concise. And it is what it is. Like, again, I mean, I don't know.
I just don't think it's very productive to this Cardi B in that way.
It did not help her at all. Cardi's the hardest, you know. You gotta love Cardi B.
Everything she said about Cardi B was true. The whole thing about a black woman wouldn't be allowed to talk like that in the public eye without ridicule.
But is that a point?
It's true. It's kind of the Bruno Mars thing. It's kind of the Bruno Mars argument, right? Like, she's a Latino out there. She's speaking broken English. She's cursing people out on TV. Like, she's not a great representation for people of color. But at the same time, like I said, I can agree. I agree with all of that. But she did it in such an ugly way that it's not helping any situation. You know, it's not helping Cardi B.
I'm not arguing that point. I don't want anybody to think. Yeah, I'm not saying otherwise. Believe me, Lance, we are in step. But I'm also saying people will, you can't really... I don't know. I can comment on it, but again, your truth is your truth. There's no the truth. Like, we all live in our truths, well, how we see it. There's no definitive.
Let me turn this a different way. I heard this on, I was still pee. I heard this on The Breakfast Club. I think it was talking to Jennifer Lewis, but how do you feel about, and I think this is my issue with it, with the whole Azealia Banks thing. How do you feel about airing out dirty laundry in public, basically?
Yeah. So here's my take on the Azealia Banks thing. So I'm of two minds when it comes to what she says. So on some level, I hear her. Is Cardi B a dumbed down version of, you know, all that I stand for? Sure. Can I relate to her when it comes to a lot of things? No. But at the same time, I feel like, again, there are very few female MCs who are household names at the moment. Let them be great. And I feel like we don't, you know, as much as we go at the mumble rappers and this and that, for men, there's a space for J. Cole, just like there's a space for the Migos. There's a space for, you know, Tekashi, whatever, 6ix9ine, whoever those people are with the tatted faces. And there's spaces for Kendrick. So, you know, and Common. So I just feel like, as a feminist on some level, like, you know, I got into this debate with my cousin a few weeks ago on Facebook. And I just feel like the Black experience, so for all intents and purposes, Cardi B is Black, right? Because that doesn't just mean African-American. And that's a whole nother conversation.
If a random white person looks at Cardi B, she's a Black person.
Yes. And so, but I feel like, you know, the female experience and the Black experience are both vast and complicated. And so there's a space for the Cardi B's of the world who came from nothing, you know, who are living this fairy tale. And I'm excited to see how far she goes. Does she represent anything that I really stand for? No. The only thing I might have in common with her is I come from extremely humble beginnings, right? And I don't exist. I don't live in squalor. Like, I figured out how to live a life that worked for me. And so, you know, not on a level that she is living, but I figured out a life that works for me. So I can appreciate somebody, you know, I hate to use the bootstraps phrase, but, you know, I just appreciate someone kind of making something out of nothing.
But,
would I ever sit down with my daughter and go through her lyrics and want her, you know, want my daughter to take in what she's saying? No, but I just feel like she is entitled to her Black experience. She's entitled to her experience as a woman. And I'm getting to a point where I'm even more unapologetically Black in that. That's a part of who we are. Not that's all part, of us.
Exactly.
She represents a part of the Black experience. Let that girl represent who and what she is. She can only give us what she's given us because that's all she got. And I feel like, you know, she's got a chance to do some great things, to employ some people, you know, to live a life for herself and her unborn baby. Like, let this girl have a shot. I listen to Rick Ross. Does he go against everything I stand for? Absolutely.
Right.
Right. But was she out there bashing Rick Ross? No. So,
it
yeah,
very much,
I heard her point.
It very I much felt it. Like Bill Cosby telling the kids to pull their pants up. Yeah. Like, yeah. I said, it just gave me the same feeling of like, ugh, man, again, like, don't say this out. What are you doing? Like, go somewhere.
And, you know, as much as I like Azalea, again, not as much as I like her, I just liked her after the interview, right? And I ain't even really heard much of music, but I've heard her music before, and I thought she was, you know, she was good, right? Like, she got a lot of different music. The records I
she's
heard
Charo.
Were quite different from, you know.
You guys remember Charo back in the day?
I do, I do not agree to that.
She's Charo.
She's Charo.
She's Charo, man. Like, I mean, that's what she is.
But this is what I'm saying, Lance. I'm not fanboying for her, but you think what she said about Cardi was hurtful. Do you hear how she talked about, like, one of my favorite people in music ever? Did you hear how she spoke about the RZA?
Yeah.
So like, but she's talking she talk about Cardi.
The difference
so that's
I
what I'm
felt
saying,
in that.
It was fast.
Girl seems to have this
she talked about a legend.
With every person she encounters, though.
I was like, yo, well, that broke my heart. Like,
the difference.
And I'm on with you, too, to go back to what Lance was saying, because I never responded to, like, you know, dirty air and a dirty laundry. I'm with you on that. I feel like, you know, if I imagine it wouldn't be hard for Azealia Banks to get in touch with a Cardi B. Have a conversation with her and say, hey, sis, blah, 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 blah. Have a chat with her. You know what I mean? But don't go on a Breakfast Club and bring her down. I get it.
Exactly. Don't go on a Breakfast
Club. Do you all know anybody that don't like you? Do you know the people who don't like you? I think I know,
I know
the people
exist.
Who really don't like you.
Tell me and I don't ask them because it ain't my business.
I'll
so
prefer
exactly,
not to find out
talking,
on a TV
like,
show.
They're not reaching out to me. The people who don't like me have never reached out to me. That ain't how it goes. People don't like each other. And I understand the professionalism.
It's one thing to have people who just don't like you just because.
I didn't say she should have done it.
It's another thing to understand. Like, there are people in my field that I might not necessarily agree with. And you can, just like, you know, T.I. and what's his name? Kanye. Like, and I guess it's a different example because maybe they were friends prior. But that's a matter of picking up your phone and saying, dude, you're off your square. You know what I mean? So I feel like, and you don't have to call another person and reprimand them. You could simply call and say, hey, let's make a song together. I have an idea for an uplifting thing that we can do. Yeah. Do that. Like, join forces.
You gotta be that kind of
but
person.
Being on a club, like being on the show and bringing her down, I don't know. I can't really.
I don't think she that reach out. I don't think she that reach out like Les Bill. And that ain't no shot at his own things. And again,
that hurt.
I'm not fanboying for her, but I'm just saying,
shit crazy.
I ain't judging her. She did it. I don't know what's right or wrong. Shit. I mean, I wouldn't have said it, you know, if I was in that position. So believe me, but I ain't going to like, I mean, that's who she is. Like we said, I don't know. That's who she is. I ain't saying
well,
she should have said
I've
it either.
I've done myself the favor because when I,
it ain't
so I'll be so when she, and it, you know,
I was more hurt about what she said about RZA.
Most of us are on some level, right? So I'm a hypocrite too. And I say that when, in terms of my taste in music all the time, I wear that. But when she went at, what's the other girl name? When she went at Iggy Azalea. So I was kind of like, yeah, she's saying all the things that I want to say. So I'll be honest. Like I didn't have all these issues with her speaking out when she was speaking against Iggy Azalea. I'll wear that.
I just think
and
it's her
so
truth.
When she was like so, you know, outspoken about that, I was like, let me go listen to this girl's music. And I will tell you, there is nothing, just as Cardi B takes us nowhere, her music takes us to the same place. The content is different, but it ain't getting me nowhere. I didn't learn anything. I wasn't inspired. It made me move a little bit, like I wanted to dance in my seat, but it didn't uplift me. It didn't take me, it didn't teach me anything. So all these things that she's saying, maybe she's not bringing the girls down. Maybe she's not bringing Black women down, but she's not advancing us in a way that she's holding Cardi to the standard of, you know, your music should be elevating us and taking us places. Hers doesn't either.
Yeah, and it's like the Kanye thing we was talking about last week. It's like the Kanye thing we was talking about last week where we're not asking Azealia Banks her opinions. Well, maybe the Breakfast Club did, but
right. You know, she was being interviewed.
Iggy, you know what I mean? Iggy Azealia, like we're not asking for your opinion on her. Why diss her? Like, it's a weird feeling that I just don't have in my life, where like just the need to bring others down that you're not connected to. I feel like that RZA situation is a little different, and I don't really take offense to that because
that broke like, my heart.
But like you were saying, that's her.
Was terrible. She kept saying "fuck RZA,"
but
fuck
that's
RZA.
Her.
Like, yo,
that's her relationship with RZA. She has no relationship with Cardi B, so it's like you're
right.
talking across. It just felt different to me. Like she's speaking from personal experience. You're not speaking from personal experience with Cardi
B. It felt
just
like
it
feels to me when somebody don't like somebody. And like I said, I wouldn't have done it. And I don't know. I wouldn't have done it. That's all I can say. But I can't get it. I don't have no recommendations on how you should have done that. I wouldn't have. But I feel you. I don't want to make it seem like I'm fanning for.
I'm not crucifying either for just being
like, again, that's her truth. Like,
I hear your point.
Apparently, right. That's how Azealia Banks is.
That's her platform. Use it the way that makes you. She doesn't have to use it in a way that I would use it. I hear you.
Believe me, Cardi B is not about to lose no followers because Azealia Banks has a low opinion of her.
No.
She's gonna be fine.
But
like you said, she's only hurting herself. Though, actually.
In cases like that, what she did was she turned. I mean, like, could she? Like, she called the singer Zayn, and she called his mom like some like unthinkable racial slur. I can't remember what it was. It was so horrible. Like, I couldn't even commit it to memory. So, like, this is her thing. And it's not just about, like you said, the RZA thing was a personal experience and she was frustrated. And you can't minimize somebody's personal experience. I can't correct you on that. You know, I can have an opinion, but your experience.
And I'm just saying, on the flip side, she's the same. Like, the same way you said, she's never met Cardi to have a problem. She's never met Lil Mama. But you had something that happened 9 years ago. She jumped on, you know, Charlamagne, like, yo. And you ain't shit for making her cry. Like, she was, you know, defending that from 9 years ago. Like, that's why, you know, remember that part of the interview?
Yeah.
She was a little mama. She was defending Lil Mama, and she defended the other sister. She was like, it was like two situations. And she's never met them either, and she was kind of defending them 10 years later. So
yeah, she also, you know,
I liked her a little bit better.
If you want to pull out other stuff from the interview, she spoke on why.
I mean, I'm talking about the whole of an interview, the entire interview. Yeah,
it seemed like she didn't answer the question, cool. But I got the impression that she also voted for Trump. So, you know, I take what she says about the Black experience with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and again, it's just her, like I said, it's just her experience. And mine is no greater than yours, hers, mine, theirs.
But if we're gonna do that though, then is Kanye justified? Like, at some point, do you not still have to be responsible for how you get the message out and what the message is?
I can only have an opinion of how an adult behaves. It don't make it, you know. I mean, even with Kanye bugging out, I was listening to Dark Twisted Fantasy the other day, and I'm always listening to Runaway. I love when Pusha T come in or the record. I was listening to it the other day, like, man. I literally sat to myself and said, I get it. Maybe like you said, Lance, these are the records we own already. But again, I can't control the way adults behave, man. This is the music club. I'm here for the music. We can comment on it because they're public figures. So, but my opinion don't matter, man. It don't make it right or wrong. I don't get it. I mean, Kanye's bugging. I love his music, though. So if you keep making records, I'm going to check for the new one. I can't even front when they come out. I'm going to hear it. I don't know, man. These people are bugging, but never meet your heroes. We talked about that on a couple episodes ago. Like, never meet your heroes, man.
Yeah, no, that's true. And never go into the kitchen of your favorite
that's
restaurant.
That's terrible, man.
Your heart yeah. every time. Yeah,
it's a hard one, P, and I want to keep working
right.
in every
I can't
episode.
Disagree
but I've been wrestling with this Kanye West thing. I really have, man. And I hate that, Lance, this is, you know, P, this is like the third. Kanye keeps working his way back in, but I can't even lie. When that thing, you know, if it comes out in the mud, like the True Timeline said on Twitter, if it come across my Apple Music device, you know, that I'm just going to ignore it. I'd be lying. This is the music club. I love music. And I don't know. I just want to hear it. Even if it ain't something I stuck with a play just because of his message right now. Like, he's bugging. But I also listened to Eazy-E. She Swallowed It. That was a terrible record. And I was like 12. I shouldn't have heard that. That's why music is just so crazy, bro. Do you realize? Like,
yeah,
it's just hard to separate the artistry from this new era we are in where we're so connected. My mama didn't know what David Ruffin was doing that night when he left the show. Like,
I know.
She didn't see his food, his plate that, you know, Mr. Ruffin was eating that night.
Yeah, that's
the drug dealer in the alley, his sneaker, his loafer he had on. And it's just, we're so tied to these people now.
We know everything. We know everything.
Jeez, but bro. What I will say, though, I mean, it's one
it's
thing.
It's hard, man.
It's one thing, though, going back to the Azealia Banks thing, it's one thing for paparazzi to follow you around and then, you know, push us information that we should or shouldn't have access to. It's another thing to go out of your way to express opinions like she did. So I don't feel bad for people digesting and having opinions about something that she willingly gave us.
All of the, for sure, the paparazzi killed Prince's dad. So I ain't tripping.
Certainly.
But, you know, they, when you're a public figure and you get your money by me giving you money, you absolutely right now, P. We can have opinions. You better believe it. When we spend money with these artists, actors, or musicians, the music club, shout out. Yeah. We absolutely, and the dominant society has an opinion about it, as we should. You get your money from me. Certainly, you know, the people who pay me have an opinion about me. I hope it's a good one. I won't say their name, but shout out to y'all too. But I definitely get that. I'm just saying sometimes I don't want to, even like with Kanye, man, with him bugging with these hats and Azealia Banks saying that I voted. I think she did say she voted for him, you know?
I don't think she answered the question, but
because she said something about her taxes, right? She said something about
the taxes. Leading up to that, suggested that she did, and she didn't say right. No.
I don't know, man. I just want to hear the music. And again, she ain't never really made no records that move me, P. She's made some cool records. I think she can rap, but she got some really, you know, I don't want to make this the Azealia Banks show neither, but I'm just saying it made me know a little better. And yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was cool.
About yeah. That book what about that Book of Ryan album? You guys check that out?
Great, great, great. 100 times over.
Yeah, man. It's been a while
for me since someone has like poured out that much of their soul on an album. Like that, incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
He's been putting out some quality work. That was
man, it's the hardest thing out for real.
Super talented.
And about the best I've heard Eminem in about 10 years.
Don't you go.
That Caterpillar. Oh no, I'm giving him props. He killed that Caterpillar song on that album.
Yeah. Right.
But you're right, Royce. Man,
vintage Eminem.
He keeps popping up on this show. Like going back to that Prime 2 album that recently came out, to this, to the previous Prime album. Like Royce is a force out there right now. It's really
good. That song. I think was it a song or was it an interlude where he was talking about, like, basically, I had a dream that I was interviewing my dad and I got to ask him all these questions. I think he said, and my dad told me, you can ask me anything you want, but don't blink. If you blink, you can't ask me any more questions. And he blinked and then he was like asking his dad like this series of really tough questions, like heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And then he blinked and was like looking into his son's own eyes. And that messed me up. For a whole work day, I was messed up after that. Powerful record.
Yeah, super hard, man.
Yeah.
Ryan is dope.
You know,
definitely recommend.
What do we want to say? I know I'm putting y'all on the spot a little bit right now, but we're halfway through 2018, almost. Another month to go. What's, if we had to put that Grammy nomination list together, who's on it right now? 2018 album.
What did Kendrick do this year?
No albums, but you're right. But the polar opposite of Kendrick to you, J. Cole would definitely have a nomination right now.
No comment.
Cardi B?
She'll win something.
That album was this year, right?
Yeah, it was this year. She'll definitely win something.
The Royce album would be just a favorite of mine to get nominated because it was really good. It was really good. I don't know if he's big enough to get nominated. But
wait,
hey,
which
the Book of Ryan album. I think Book of Ryan.
It should be nominated for something, but who knows? We talked last year and we were just saying that, like, you know, it doesn't make sense how those things go. So whoever I like, they don't like. Except Kendrick. They always like Kendrick, but
I wonder, could an album like that Fonte album get nominated?
It wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me. Like the Layla's Wisdom, like the one song that was nominated was like, well, that was such a stellar project. I would hate to say like that particular song was like the weakest link, but it is what it is. I think she knew that too, because she was on The Breakfast Club yet again, and she was saying like that song, like that's the one y'all like. So clearly she gets what I'm saying. So it never makes sense to me. I never know what's happening.
I think they're the front runners right now, though. Anything else? What's been really good this year?
This year. I don't know. You definitely put me on the spot because I feel like all the years run together. So I don't know what.
It's so hard to say. Like I said, year. I mean, it's so hard to say just because of these people.
Wait, did SZA come? No, SZA was last.
That was last year. But I'm talking about hip hop albums, though.
Hip hop.
I think we said them all. This year, I can't think of another one that's.
Yeah.
I know I'm missing something, but I think that's been the best ones this year.
I'm sure it's more to come. We only 5 months into it.
So that August Green could do something. White folks are into him.
Oh, they love Common too. Common gets nominated for everything now.
He and John Legend, anything they do will be nominated. I don't know if they ever truly win, but they are always nominated together.
Yeah, I can see that. And the album was good. Original music. Common's doing his Common thing.
Right. He's doing.
And Robert Glasper was killing it. Yeah,
I'll think of something as soon as we hang up, but I don't know. I feel like, honestly, the gift and the curse is that I feel like we get so much music, it's hard for me to, like, really digest a full album and go back to it and, like, learn it. You know what I mean? It's because I just have access to so much stuff.
I remember Logic album came out, but I don't remember that having a real impact on anything I was listening to.
So you know what? I don't think if he released something this year, I didn't hear it. Whatever he released last year with Neil deGrasse Tyson on doing a couple intros, that one was actually good. He had a song with, I think it was Killer Mike, that was really, really good. I know we give Logic a hard time, but he's good. He's an acquired taste, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big Logic fan. But
yeah, no, he's definitely an acquired taste. And I like him, but I can take him in doses. For the most part, now
he definitely could rap.
So if he released something this year, they'll nominate him.
But we got some time. We only 5 months in. I'm sure it'll be.
I know
right now. While we're good, right now, I think Cole will take on a lot.
Wait, are we talking about like Grammys, or are we talking about?
I was just saying Grammys, but come on, don't diss J. Cole. J. Cole, obviously.
No. It wasn't a diss. It wasn't. No, that wasn't J. Cole slander. It was just,
yeah, this
you
is
know.
Best albums up to this point. Best albums up
are
to
we
this
talking
point.
About what the black folks like, or are we talking about what the, you know,
everybody,
the recording
I think.
Academy likes?
That's, you know, it's hard to say with the Academy. They're very fickle, for real. And they're like, you know, mostly not even from the, you know,
I feel another
my demographic. You know, in particular.
Well, let me speak to that, too. I'm about to jump on a soapbox, but I won't be on it long. So, black folks and not voting. So, I remember Cash and I getting into it about this last year around the Grammys. I think I don't know, like, what the qualifications are, but you, like, those artists, I think, don't know that they can vote. I think pretty much anyone who, like, pays dues and is a part of like the recording academy can vote. And a lot of black artists don't seem to know that they can, and they don't. And then we complain about people not winning. So I just wanted to speak on that because I, you know, I think that's consistent with, you know, politics for us too. But I won't go too far into that. I just wanted to say that. Like,
that's when why I, it's dangerous again, to put I'm so much into it, like club, I said.
But they were saying that they can even vote. So, you know, whatever the qualifications are, like, they can actually vote. And Charlamagne gets on people sometimes about, like, well, did you vote? Did you vote, Fat Joe, for the people that you like? Did you vote for yourself? And a lot of them are like, nah, say what now?
That is so funny.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, another album I wanted to just shout out, I didn't get a chance to listen to, but DJ Jazzy Jeff has an album out. It looks like Rhyme Fest is on a bunch of songs on it, called M3. Evidence his first independent release, from what I'm reading. So DJ Jazzy Jeff, check that out.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, and if you haven't kept up with DJ Jazzy Jeff, I know that's not somebody probably you're checking for, but he's put out some good work over the years. So if you go back on in his catalog a little bit, some good jams in there.
Yeah.
Guys, got any recommendations? What you been listening to this week? Not even recommending. What's the one joint you've been pumping all week?
All week. So I have been going back to Donald Glover. I will be honest. I've been going back to SZA, to and I took in a little bit of Book of Ryan. I think that might be it for this week. I've been going back to A. Marie too, but I mentioned that like on a couple different episodes.
Let me see. I don't know. I ain't really been playing a lot of music this week. I ain't really been on it this week. I couldn't even. I've been listening to a lot of Commodores lately. My phone check would be, it wouldn't even be one right now. Like my Siri, you know, I haven't even really, I don't really have no recommends, man. This is a listener's choice week for me. You guys hit me up on the music club and let me know. Give me some recommends of you all, some of the pod listeners.
Yeah,
at us and let me know what you're listening to.
It hasn't been this week. Super musical week for me either. I'm with you on that. I did listen to her. I mean, who isn't listening to her? But I've been going back to.
Also,
did you guys know? Hold on, somebody released an album, and I wanted to mention it. Let me find it. Styles P. Anyone listen?
I saw he dropped.
He had a Breakfast Club interview, so I figured, you know, something was ensuing, but I didn't have a chance to hear it.
I listened to like 3 or 4 songs this morning on the way to work. He might not be my favorite lock, so there's that.
What, the Styles P?
Yeah, I've always been a
jam. Yeah, I'm like in terms of the locks, like I don't think he's my favorite. You know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
Like I stand for Jada, but I don't know. I enjoy him as a part of the trio, but I don't know if just like me sitting down listening to Styles P, you know, like I just can't relate. I don't know.
No, I love.
But respect the man for being in a business for a gazillion years too, and doing his own thing.
He's definitely gonna hit that legendary status.
Mm-hmm. Definite, without a doubt, definitely a legend.
And I'm gonna tell you what, I've been going real hard with Michael McDonald all week, yo. Michael McDonald, like specifically like Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald.
That is hilarious.
And I've been killing minute by minute.
I love Michael McDonald.
Minute by minute. Yo, Michael McDonald's the top 5 all-time voice. I don't care who he is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's the best.
I mean, I'm maybe not ever 5, but he's definitely top. You know, I can see that. I can see him being top on someone's list.
He's a young rock at his finest.
I'm still not over his song with, what was it, the song that came out like last year with,
with Thundercat.
Thundercat. Yeah. Their song together. I'm still not over
it. I still love that one too.
Yeah.
Thundercat's a musical genius.
Definitely classic. Random, but classic.
It was Michael McDonald and, what's the other guy's name? And Danger Zone dude. Welcome to the Danger Zone guy. Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins and Michael
McDonald. Oh, yeah. The two of them were on the same song, right?
I love Kenny Loggins. I never heard that.
You never heard the Stunt? Did you listen to the Thundercat album? You
didn't. I've never heard it.
You had to have heard it because I know Lance and I couldn't stop talking about it.
I didn't hear that record. I promise you. I'm listening to Thundercat, that tonight. I ain't never heard that.
It's good stuff.
So you listen to every song on the album, but the best song on the album.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
That sounds like the greatest song on the album. Quill, what's happening?
It is. Definitely is.
You would have had to play like 1 through 5 and then stop and then play like 8 through 9. You just skipped like 2 songs in the middle. Like, why didn't you hear this song? I don't understand.
Yeah. Get your life together. Go back and listen.
Yeah, you gotta get it together, man.
Yeah, I swear. I never. Yeah. I mean, with Thundercat, I never heard this one. I love Kenny Loggins too.
Yeah, that song is a treat. I think going back to, if I could redo my, well, I don't think I did a recommend. So my recommend, it might be her just because, I mean, there, you know, nothing new to see there, but just in terms of someone, so here I am on my feminist stuff again, but just, I appreciate her focusing on the music and less on the person. So a friend of mine went to see her in concert earlier this year, and just as on the album cover, you can barely see her unless you knew about her prior releases. You know, even now, you don't know how to find her on Instagram. You don't really know who she is. Some people know. But anyway, so I just feel like, you know, she, like, oh, I was saying my friend went to see her in concert, and she said, like, it was, the stage was dimly lit. You could barely see her because she wants to focus to be on the music. So
I love her music.
I just appreciate that. And so, you know, nothing new about the album at this point because people have been wearing it out, but just...
The album is amazing.
Shout out to a girl who is just giving you raw talent.
Don't you wish, but hold on real quick, Quill. Don't you wish Ghostface would have stayed with his face covered like forever?
And like, I see him right now doing a song with MF Doom, who did the same thing for a bit, and with KLA 47, even though y'all refuse to listen to her, I keep recommending her over and over again. But she does the same thing. But she does it with the hijab.
Wow. My bad. Sorry, Quip.
That's
no,
all right.
No, I was just going to say, I don't have a record, but I know the song I've been listening to the most is that Boot Up record by that young lady, LMA. I won't say nothing too pointy, believe me. I don't have a recommend, but I will say the record I've been listening to the most. I don't know if I'm recommending it. I like it. The Boot Up record by LMA. Mm-hmm.
Like, Boot Up.
I haven't heard one bad thing about that song.
I've been listening to it the most. That ain't no recommend necessarily, because again, I've been doing the Yelmo slide all week with my young ones, so I had a chance to, be, you know.
Shout out to the young ones.
Boy.
My daughter loves the Hamilton soundtrack right now, man. That's all we listening to in the car, Hamilton soundtrack.
That Nas song on the Hamilton soundtrack is so good.
No, but she likes the not that version of the the play.
I know. Version. I almost said, how old is your daughter?
Oh, she's 9. She's 9.
Oh, okay. Wait, which version is this?
The cast version of.
Oh, I see.
Like, the songs
I'm
from
like,
the play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I'm like, how does she feel about the Nas song? Okay. And you like no way because she don't listen to that version. Thanks.
No, but you know, I never seen Hamilton to play, of course, because like only like rich people could see it. But,
right.
And that's not true, because I think it's touring right now, so it's gonna be available in different cities. I saw it's coming to Richmond, where I'm at, Richmond, Virginia. Next year.
Tickets, and they don't even have the original cast anymore.
But is it gonna be like Vels? Is it gonna be Hamilton or like Hamilton's cousin?
I think at this point.
Well,
is it going to be Hamilton or is it going to be more like his cousin?
Well, so let me speak to that for a second. Sorry, Lance, you were about to tell a whole story. Let me just chime in for 2 seconds to say I thought that was the most bizarre thing. So what's the guy's name who wrote it?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. So I saw like when Hamilton was like still popping, like hot, like you couldn't get in. Well, clearly I haven't seen it either. But anyway, it was like still like fresh and people were losing their minds over it. I saw an interview he did and he was like, this is my time to bounce. I'm done with that play. Like, you know, I got my workout. He was like, if I'm going to be hot doing anything else, like now is the time. And I was just like, oh my God, like, why would you leave right now? Like, people, the president is going to see a play. And he was just like, I'm not sitting around waiting. Like, that was my life's work. And I'm moving on to the next thing. So, I don't know why I felt the need to say that.
No, that's good. But
in terms of how people, it took me back to the Andre 3000 thing about how people just kind of evolve, even when you're not ready for them to, but they feel the need to do that. I think that was my point.
No. It's good. That's good to say. But I just also want to say I hear the traveling play is good as well. So it's not diss those struggling actors too. So
gotcha. It can't not be good, but it won't be the same.
Yeah. Well, that certainly put a damper on us trying to go see that play now, didn't it?
I would still go. Don't get me wrong.
No, I saw you guys watch Power. Like, they got, I watch Power, the 50 Cent show Power, but there's a guy on the show that I think is in this Hamilton play now. Same guy that was in Jesus Christ Superstar over the holidays with John Legend. Nobody watched that? Cool.
Definitely not.
But he's a seasoned actor, is what I mean. I think he's in the title role now. But Hamilton's a great play. And I just brought it up to say, yeah, the music that's in that play, no, I don't rush to turn it off. It's really good. It's a really good good time. But I think that's all we got there, folks. You guys got anything else?
No. So, I did. So, in our last episode, which was released, I think, today or yesterday?
Sunday night, yep.
Okay, so I mentioned that in that episode, I said that the next week I would do a live recording. So again, we're all in threes, and I'm still going to do that, but I'll do it for the next show. So we're all in three, well, when Cash is around, four separate locations. So we come together for a four-way call, and I'm just going to give you my end of that call next week.
Yeah, so, sounds good.
That is all.
So look for that. And as always, this is the Music Club Podcast. I am Lance Sharp.
Passport P.
It's your boy Real Deal Quill.
Peace, everybody. Peace out.